This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The horror. Of course, Marlon Brando's last words, also the repeating couplet at the back end of Joseph Conrad's seminal work, Heart of Darkness. What do these have in common other than the subconscious, or rather unconscious, afflictions of colonialism and imperialism on the non-offender who happens to live in that country and has to answer for the sins of his government? So let's call this new genre the political horror. Escape is a brilliant example of political horror. We have an American couple from Texas, no less. So the metaphor for the George W. Bush regime, although the Bushes, of course, never were from Texas, they were in New England, high-class family that went to private school and just happened to live in Texas because they had lots of oil dealings and baseball dealings there. But still, the perception of Texas and the American unconscious, as well as the reference to the Western film and Americans as cowboys, as seen by the main character's taxi driver, who says, "Call me Kenny Rogers," and he's either Vietnamese, Malaysian, Indonesian, or some Asian country that hasn't been named yet that happens to border on Vietnam. We assume it's Cambodia or Laos, but it's never they never say anything other than we're in Asia, which people may see him as xenophobic, but the idea here is a counter-xenophobic, it's almost a zombie film in political clothing, and brilliant in the way that it deals with the anxiety felt by the common citizen who has to answer for his government's sins. Also seems to have elements of Midnight Express, which is the movie where you find someone who's in a different country and wonders how they got there, and the rest of the movie is just a terror thrill ride, and it's great.